saying it was with a heavy heart. Park City Planning Commission Chair Adam Strawn announced that the applicant and staff had requested the Treasure Hill application be continued for 1 week. Mayor Jack Thomas and Mayor-elect Andy Bierman were at the meeting to explain, as much as they could, why the request was being made.
I'm Jack Thomas, Park City's mayor, and I'm with Andy Bierman, the mayor-elect. Although this request may come as a surprise and be perceived as being last minute, I can guarantee you that it is actually not. This is the way things come together sometimes. They have to move through a process. They have to move through this incredible endeavor that you have all made. I can identify with that, given that I spent 8 years on the Planning Commission as well, some on the same project. This is an incredibly arduous process. This request comes as a culmination of your long-standing efforts, the efforts of the applicant, the wonderful work of our planners and the planning department, and the public and its comments, and again, the Planning Commission. So tonight we're here to ask for the 1 week continuance to explore an alternative.
Mayor Thomas said the request was the result of a unique window for an opportunity that came up. Strawn had one question for Thomas.
We've seen some delays before in this project. Is it 1 week, or is it some wishy-washy, well, give us a week, we think we're, you know, going to do something, we don't know, and then everything gets derailed, and, you know, before we know it, all the work that these fine commissioners have put into this is all for naught, and we've hit the reset button?
I think that's a perfectly appropriate question, given the past process, and I think it's a legitimate question. It is indeed 1 week, and if we come to a conclusion in 1 week, then we'll have a slightly different process. If we don't, you're going to continue with your process. We haven't intended to jeopardize your process or the input that you've given us or given the community. So that will continue if we don't come to an agreement.
In spite of the continuance, Strawn directed staff to continue moving forward as if the decision needs to be made by the end of the year. Planning Director Bruce Erickson told the commissioners his staff will do what they can.
Despite what the upper echelons and power brokers at the high levels of the city are doing, we should not stop the presses at this point.
We're on the point of the spear here. We're prepared to respond as we promised to the Planning Commission. As I said, the PowerPoint is available. The rest of it is completely in draft and hasn't been through all the review cycles necessary. So we'll do our best to respond by next Wednesday, whatever it is we're being asked to do.
Planning Commissioner Laura Susser asked Thomas if it was the city or the applicant who brought up the alternative. Thomas said it was the applicant. Bierman later clarified.
There's a question on who brought us together, and it was actually a third party that brought us together, and there's willingness on both parties, both the city and the applicant. And there's been participation by all the applicants on this, and that's what's a little bit different this time.
The Treasure application was continued to next week, Wednesday, December 13th. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.